It's an unusual day when the four Pritchard boys get together. Andy is here, Alan is here, I'm here, and Ron is here. It doesn't happen very often. I think the four of us have been together, I'm just guessing, five or six times in the last 30 years. When we buried our mother in 2003, I commented to the folks gathered at the graveside service in Russellville, Alabama, that it must be an important occasion because the four brothers had come back home for the first time in a long time. We were together again about 15 years ago at a cousin's reunion in Oxford, Mississippi. Then we were together 2 years ago, the four of us, in New Orleans, where we feasted on grilled oysters and toured the World War II Museum. I have been thinking a lot about that this week. This is the last time the four of us Pritchard boys will be together, at least in this life. My mind goes back to World War II, long before I was born, when Dad and Mom met in Nome, Alaska, where they both served at the Army in the Army Medical Corps. They got married in 1947. Dad became a surgeon. They lived in Memphis for a while. Dad's older brother, Clarence, was a physician in Russellville, Alabama. When he died, Dad moved to that small town in northwest Alabama to carry on his brother's medical practice. And along the way, the four of us showed up. Andy, Ray, Alan, and Ron, or Ronnie, as we all knew him growing up. Very soon after we got settled in Russellville, Mom and Dad made sure that we were in Sunday school at the First Baptist Church. We have several old photos, and a couple of them were in that video, Karen, that you put together of the four boys all dressed up and looking. Usually those were Easter Sunday morning pictures, just kids dressed up and ready for church. That's where, in the First Baptist Church in Russellville, where we learned the Bible and first heard the good news about Jesus. And I've been thinking about all the funerals I've done over the years, 55 plus years now. I've lost count over the years, but I know I've buried a lot of people. I've never buried a brother until today. I've stood with many families in their grief. Today, I stand among them. They didn't teach us how to do that in seminary. I remember when our father died in 1974. It happened so suddenly. Mom called with the news that Dad was sick, which baffled me. He was a doctor. He made other people well. I had hardly known him to be sick a single day, and 3 weeks later, he was gone. And so it was. On a bright day in early November 1974, the four Pritchard boys and Mom gathered at the cemetery in Russellville to find a suitable place to bury Dad. The man from the cemetery pointed to a nice spot on the hillside. Then he looked at Mom and he said, "We're going to bury Dr. Pritchard off-center, so we'll have room for you later." Mom gasped, but us four boys howled with laughter, Ron leading the way. As I think about my brother and the very full life he led, three things come to mind. First, his sense of humor. He loved to laugh, he loved to joke, and he knew how to relieve tension by saying something funny. That's often how it is with the youngest child in any family. Almost every picture I have of Ron shows him smiling. And you could see that same smile in the video that we showed earlier. Second, his compassion for others. This is purely personal. But about 38 years ago, at a low moment in my life, when I'd gone through an exceedingly hard time, lost my job, lost my way, lost my direction, Ron called me up and we talked. That was unusual in itself, but he said, "I know a good counselor. I think he could help you." And so Ron interceded and he opened the door and I met the counselor for just one session, and he gave me an insight that changed my life, and it has remained changed to this day. You know, those of us in the preacher business, we're used to helping others. But when I really needed him, my brother stepped in and helped me. I have never forgotten that kindness. Third, his questions. His questions. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, these familiar words from Ecclesiastes, a book filled with hard questions. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. If you live long enough, you will laugh and cry, you'll mourn and you'll dance, you'll plant and you will uproot, but eventually you will die. In working my way around to what I want to say, let me remind you of the funeral service where two sisters buried their brother. It happened in Bethany, a little village outside Jerusalem. This is the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, who was sick, and then he died. And we know from reading the gospel accounts that Jesus felt at home in their home in Bethany. He knew Mary, and he knew Martha, and he knew Lazarus. They were part of his family. He was part of their family. And Jesus didn't show up until after Lazarus had died. Martha, being the impetuous type, blurted out, "Lord, if you had been there, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died," accusing Jesus of dereliction of duty. His answer rings across the centuries. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Now, that's the part we all know. That's the part that's quoted in almost every Christian funeral service. But that's not the end of the quotation in the Gospel of John. Jesus makes it personal. He says to Martha, "Do you believe this?" Okay, that's a good question. That's a really good funeral question. Do we believe this? Every time I read that passage from John 11, I want to ask Jesus a question. "Jesus, you said we live even though we die, and then you said we never die. So which is it, Lord? Do we die or do we not die?" And the answer, of course, is yes. As to the body, we die. As to the soul, as to the spirit, if you know Jesus, you never really die at all. Because the Christian view is this, that Jesus has transformed death for those who follow him. He entered death's dark realm and subdued it. He conquered it once and for all. By his victory over death, he has sanctified it so that we no longer need to fear it. He went into the tomb, but he didn't stay there. He went into the tomb, but he came out. "Thus we will not fear to go in, knowing that one day, by God's grace, we too will come out." Ron knew Jesus. Of that, I have no doubt. He was in the same nursery I was in. Nursery, cradle roll, beginners, juniors, intermediates. That's what the Baptists called it back 60, 70 years ago. I don't know what they call it now, but Ron came up in the same church I grew up in. He was baptized by Brother J. O'Colley, who baptized all four of us Pritchard boys long years ago. Ron knew Jesus, but he had questions. Hard questions. Life has a way of chipping away at our faith. Pain sometimes can leave a question mark at the end of every sentence. The last time Ron and I were together before his final sickness, he and I had a long talk. The doctor and his preacher brother. He had questions about God and Jesus and the Bible. Honest questions for which Ron had not found any satisfactory answers. Like Asaph in Psalm 73, he saw suffering in the world and it troubled him greatly. So, I now fast forward to 2 days before he died. Ron knew the end was near. The doctors knew. The family knew. Everybody knew. It wasn't going to be long. And those questions still hung in the air. And so, Karen, God love you, Karen. You're like the family evangelist. And on that Monday night, Karen went to the hospital. And she did what only a daughter could do. A brother couldn't do it. A wife couldn't do it. But a daughter can say things to her dad and he will listen. And Karen told us later she was shaking when she went to the hospital to talk to her dad. And when she asked him, "Dad, do you know for certain you will go to heaven when you die?" He said, "No." Ron was nothing if not honest. But when she asked him, "Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for all your sins?" He answered, "Yes." And then she said, "Dad, will you ask Jesus to be your Savior right now? Will you trust him? Will you believe in him? Will you put your life into his hands?" He answered, "Yes," once again. So then she asked him, "So, Dad, when you die, will you go to heaven?" He responded, "Why wouldn't I?" That made me happy. Because it meant that even, that's so perfectly Ron, so perfectly Ron. It made me happy because it meant at the end of his life, Ron had not lost his sense of humor. Why wouldn't I? Answering a question with a question, that is my brother Ron down to the core. But, you know, come to think of it, Jesus often did the same thing, answered a question with a question. My friends, Jesus stands at the end of life's road for all of us. If we know Jesus by faith, we'll be ready when that moment comes. Ron was ready, and on behalf of the whole family, Karen, thank you. Thank you. On June the 10th, my brother's questions were finally answered as his faith became sight. Today we say farewell to a husband, a father, a grandfather, a beloved physician, a friend, and for the three Pritchard boys, our brother. I'm happy and sad, but more happy than sad because his battle is over, the victory won. Suffering and weakness have been swallowed up in the sunlight of God's love. C.S. Lewis remarked that Christians don't say goodbye. We say, see you later. Rest well, Ron. We will see you again. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the hope that is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. We grieve today because death is real, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope. Thank you that Jesus conquered the grave and that all who trust in him will live forever. Thank you for Ron's life, for the sweet memories we cherish, for the love of family, and for the grace that pursued him all the way to the end. Your mercy is greater than our doubts, your love deeper than our failures, and your grace stronger than death itself. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. So, Lord Jesus, grant that we might leave this place trusting Christ more fully, loving one another more deeply, and living each day in the light of eternity. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.